I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. Failure to pay old fines has cost thousands of Vermonters their driving privileges. It's become an especially big problem for low-income residents, and state officials say they'll introduce legislation next year that will help many of those drivers get back on the road. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
Chauncey Leese is the chief of driver improvement at the Vermont Department of Motor Vehicles. He can still vividly recall a Friday back in March at the Chittenden County Courthouse on Main Street in Burlington.
My staff arrived probably at 7, and there was a line out around the courthouse. The temperature that day was below zero.
All those people, the first of whom arrived at midnight, weren't there to buy concert tickets or to be first in line for a big sale. Rather, they'd traveled from across the state to take advantage of what state officials dubbed Driver Restoration Day, an event that proved more popular than Leese had anticipated.
My numbers have over 1,200 people, and that involved 6,700 plus tickets that were processed on that day.
The one-day opportunity to satisfy old fines for $20 per unpaid ticket, however, only dented the problem. Thousands of Vermonters still have suspended licenses solely because they lack the means to pay old fines, some of which have nothing to do with driving. And Leese, Chittenden County State's Attorney T.J. Donovan, and others say it's time to reform a system that serves to trap people in poverty.
Do I drive to go to work to pick up my kid, or do I not drive because I know I'm suspended? And then you have this other added issue of folks, frankly, we know they're going to drive, driving without insurance. So it is a public safety issue. It is a fairness issue. It is an economic issue.
Leese is part of a task force created to study the issue, and he says the group plans to ask lawmakers to adopt legislation to address it.
It is not final yet. It's in the process of still being reviewed by the task force.
Donovan says the bill ought to include a number of provisions, including waiving the $71 reinstatement fee that people pay even after they make good on their tickets. He says the state should also stop suspending the licenses of people who fail to pay tickets for non-driving related offenses, like minors in possession of tobacco or alcohol. Donovan says the legislation could help solve the plight of a man he met recently. Donovan says the recovering heroin addict is being held back by his inability to pay the nearly $300 he'd have to pay to get back his license.
He's sober. He's working. Give him the opportunity to maintain employment by restoring his right or his privilege to drive.
In addressing the suspended license issue, Donovan says the state will not only help people get back on the road, but help relieve the burden on his courthouse of an offense that now accounts for 10% of the criminal caseload.
And so for us, it was, look, we're spending a lot of resources in terms of personnel prosecuting these cases where we're really not enhancing public safety.
Lee says the task force will have the legislation ready for the opening of the 2016 legislative session. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.